today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum. Salam and peace be upon all of you, dear brothers and sisters. On a special occasion, today is an important Eid. Today is the Eid of Adha. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Eid Sa'id.
Allah. It's a time of brotherhood, a time of peace. Muslims are singing praises to Allah.
But what date is today? Today is Thursday, 10th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور.
That has been commanded, and whoever honors the sacred ordinances of Allah, it is best for him in the sight of his Lord. And permitted to you are the grazing livestock, except what is recited to you. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols and avoid false statement.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There have been mentioned some examples for the sanctities of Allah, such as the law of Allah, the book of Allah, Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah, the reverence of which is necessary to be kept. There have been mentioned some examples for the sanctities of Allah.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eidun Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart.
As I told you, today is Eid al-Adha, and congratulations to dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one of the greatest Eids of Islam, which is celebrated on Dhul-Hijjah 10th. According to Hadith, this is the day on which the divine command for Prophet Abraham to sacrifice his son Ismail was issued. He took Ismail to an altar and was about to fulfill the divine command while Gabriel, the angel, came down with a ram and Ibrahim sacrificed the ram instead. The traditional rites of offering sacrifice on Eid al-Adha in the desert of Mina is a commemoration of that event. Muslims who go to Hajj perform the rituals of Mina, including offering a sacrifice. This Eid, this special day, is one of the official holidays in Islamic calendar in all Muslim countries. The Eid itself and sometimes the following days up to 1 week are officially holidays and various public ceremonies are held to celebrate the Eid. Congratulations on Eid al-Adha.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about some social effects of Hajj. It is the duty of people to make pilgrimage to God's house to offer their thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that the true benefactor is God, and offering thanks is obligatory. God, who is the true benefactor, is the one who has favored human being infinitely. In this relation, the Holy Quran says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count Allah's favors, you will not be able to number them. Showing God's favor to man, the Holy Quran says, أَلَمْ تَرُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. Did you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made what is in the heavens and what is in the earth subservient to you, and made complete to you His favors outwardly and inwardly? This is chapter 13, verse 20. Does such a benefactor not have right upon you to go to his house and offer him gifts as much as you can for expressing thanks to him? For all benefactions, God only expects his servants to visit his house and to offer a sacrifice, that too to the extent of each one's financial capability. Visitation of the sacred house does not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is above what we think of Him. Rather, it is a grace from the Almighty God. By call to Hajj, God has made man distinct from animals.
باب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحة نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا.
The symbolism of Adha. Adha refers to the ritual sacrifice of an animal that is performed during the Hajj season on or after the day of Eid al-Adha, the festival of the sacrifice. The Prophet Muhammad instructed that the animal being sacrificed must be slaughtered in a humane manner, minimizing any pain and avoiding even making the animal feel anxious. The sacrifice is an act of gratitude and devotion to Allah and an act of generosity towards others, as the meat of the animal is distributed to the poor and the needy. Thus, we find the humanitarian spirit of Islam emphasized on the day of Eid al-Adha. As Muslims celebrate this day with their families, they share their blessings with others. As Allah states in the Holy Quran that Hajj rituals were prescribed so they may experience several forms of benefits and exalt Allah's name during the appointed days over the cattle which Allah has provided for them. So eat of them and feed the destitute and the poor. The origin of this ritual is one of the most famous stories about Prophet Abraham, the story about being commanded by Allah to sacrifice his son. This is a story that lies at the heart of each of the religious traditions that look to Ibrahim as their spiritual forefathers. Dear brothers and sisters, thousands of congratulations on your great Eid, Eid al-Adha.
Praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
He's the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger to Allah.
This is today's special, and it concerns about worshipping rituals on the eve of Adha. It's been narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, from his forefathers, peace be upon them all, that Imam Ali liked to make himself free in four nights of the year. The first night of Rajab, the month of Rajab, the night at the middle of the month of Sha'ban, the nights of Eid al-Fitr, and Eid al-Adha. It seems that to make free in the narration means to abandon other works in order to observe worshipping vigil at these nights. Also, ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him, is recommended on the night and day of Eid al-Adha.
Now, this whole story tells us that whatever we love in this world, we need to sacrifice that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or our love for those things should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually, we are afraid of death, and everyone thinks that after dying, I will be no more be living, everything will be finished. But death is something which transfers us from this world to hereafter, from this world to another world. Usually the ulama, they say, you know why people, they are afraid of dying? It's because if you see a person who's on the bed in a hospital, and if you see he had many needles, like the drips that we have, he had many needles in his body. Imagine that these needles are, which are the drips, the needles of the drips are the needles of the things that we love them in this world. And these are the belongings of a man in this world. Now imagine when the death comes, the angel of that, he takes off all the needles at once. And obviously it has a pain because we love these things. If we imagine this world, the things that we love in this world, the things with which we have some kind of interaction in this world, if it's been taken away from us, we are afraid of that. We think we will be alone. We will be alone. We will be lonely after this world, whereas there is another world. So this story and this day reminds us to sacrifice ourselves, to sacrifice our wishes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person loves anything or likes anything or wishes anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is basically have no fear of death after this. As Hazrat Ismail had no fear and Hazrat Ibrahim had no fear while they were sacrificing. And if a person does so, Allah make him one of his saints. Allah will make his actions as a remembrance for the rest of the ummah. May Allah give us tawfiq to live our life according to the teachings of Islam and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Eid Mubarak, everyone. Today is Eid al-Adha. Congratulations to all of you. And fi amanillah.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of
Eid. La ilaha illallah Muhammad.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.